5 simple tips for you this Wednesday evening to help your business grow. 1. Create a budget. 2. Separate your personal and business accounts. 3. Maintain records. 4. Be lean. 5. Hire a qualified accountant to handle your tax. I'll expand on each. First one was to create a budget. The key here is to balance your needs and wants. The best way to run your business is to know how much money you need in order to break even and how much you have to spend to run your business on a daily basis. It may seem obvious, but many businesses will get caught up between day-to-day activities and forget about the bigger picture, end of month, for example. The second one was to separate your business and personal accounts. It's very easy to lose track of what we pay in cash and then paying for business expenses with your personal debit or credit card. Nowadays, all the banks offer a standard, well, most of them anyway, offer a standard debit or credit card on a business current account. So this should always be used for your business expenses. Never use a personal account to pay business expenses. Third tip was to maintain records. The success of your business depends on the accuracy and organization of your paperwork, so it is important that you keep all your receipts up to date, organized in a safe place where you'll be able to find them when you need them. Fourth was to keep your business lean. You have to incur the fixed costs, rent, electricity, etc., whether you make money or not, so you should focus on reducing your variable costs where possible. But be careful, you must find a balance between being lean without it affecting your customer satisfaction. Also, another advantage of keeping your business lean is that you can take advantage of future opportunities when they arise. And the fifth tip for today is to hire an accountant to handle your tax. Well, you may often try to save money by doing your own taxes. Well, that's often a mistake, because by not hiring an accountant, it'll cost you far more down the road. I guarantee you that you will not claim all the credits, deductions that you may be entitled to, and you may even underpay your tax bill, leading to future interest and penalties. Not to mention the fees that you will pay rectifying it. Spending a couple of hundred to hire an accountant means you will have an expert on hand at all times who knows what they're doing and can apply the right tactics to your financial and tax situation. Well, that's my 5 tips to help your business today. I hope you find them useful. If you have any questions or queries, please get in touch. Or if you have any feedback on how I did, please let me know. Thanks.